You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, good afternoon. It has really warmed up, but a front's coming through here tonight. Might touch off some showers. Going to be very chilly tomorrow and then warming up again. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We didn't talk too much about the president's speech last night. He was kind of yelling, and I don't know why he was yelling at everybody. I went to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, so I had to catch up on it after I got back, and then again this morning. And he's very angry. He's an angry man, and I kind of feel sorry for him because I can't imagine what it's like to live with his brain. He just seems to be so angry with everybody and everything. And I know that he inherited a lot from the Biden administration. I've been very critical of President Biden. I thought he was a very ineffective president. He did some good things, like the president now did some good things. But, you know, overall, I don't think he was a great president. That's my opinion. But I have to applaud what President Trump did today, signing an executive order removing marijuana from a Schedule I drug. America has had this irrational fear of marijuana since the 30s and 40s. And reflective of that was the fact that marijuana was a Schedule I drug. Marijuana was in the same category as heroin. And whether you're for or against legalizing marijuana doesn't matter. We can all agree that marijuana is not as dangerous as heroin in any way. So it should not be a Schedule I drug. So I applaud President Trump for signing this executive order. However, you know this was political. You can tell by the way he is reading the announcement that it's not coming from his heart. This is not something that he believes in. And this is really the pathetic thing about politicians. They do what they need to do politically. They don't necessarily do what they really believe in. Now, this president does a lot of what he believes in. There's no doubt about that. He believes very strongly in a lot that he does. But if you read between the lines, this executive order is an attempt to win back the younger voters that helped put him in office. And again, I remind you that MAGA's not big enough to elect him. But wait a minute, he's already served two terms. What are we talking about, elect him again? Yeah, I think there is a lot of serious work going on behind the scenes to somehow find a path for President Donald Trump to run for an unprecedented third term. Now, I think it was FDR who ended up running for an unprecedented and winning an unprecedented fourth term. But things have changed since then. So in my lifetime in modern history, and according to the Constitution, presidents run for two terms. They serve two terms, and that's it. But the White House says America would benefit if this president served a third term. Now, we know that this president would like to be president forever, as long as he lives. We believe that, or I believe that. I think it's pretty obvious that that's what he would like. He would like to be in total charge of everything in the country and do things his way. And he's demonstrated that he doesn't have as much respect for the Constitution as I do, or as a lot of people do, which is a story for another show. But I think, you know, this executive order with marijuana no longer being a Schedule I drug really is an attempt to win back some of these voters, because they're planning on, if his health holds up, if his health is good and it holds up, they're talking about him running for a third term. I don't think he would win a third term. I think that this particular era in our political history is fading, and we'll see whether or not I'm right. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it and say I was wrong. And if I'm right, I know that you will never admit that I was right. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. I got Coleman to pull up the trailer for the movie Reefer Madness. And as the president, and look, even if he did it for political reasons, I'm glad. Again, I smoked marijuana years ago. I'm not a marijuana smoker, but I think marijuana should be legalized. And I think that this is the first step toward treating marijuana the way it should be treated. It can now be studied in ways that it couldn't be studied if it was a Schedule I drug. And the president is admitting that it has medicinal value, which, again, is a big jump. The idea that America will now have a more rational view of marijuana, I think, is very healthy. And so let's go back to a time when this country really started this whole irrational view of marijuana. I want you to listen to this trailer to the movie Reefer Madness. I've seen the movie. Some of you have seen the movie. There is no way that marijuana does to people what it is doing to people in this movie. The movie Reefer Madness was essentially a government propaganda film to criticize marijuana and to convince the American public that it was a terrible thing. But I want you to listen to what marijuana allegedly does to people by listening to this trailer from the movie Reefer Madness. OMG. I mean, it's like a comedy. I'm serious. If you watch the movie Reefer Madness, it's like a comedy. It's so unrealistic. It's really like a joke. Is that the first time you've heard that, Cole?
Yeah, I think my favorite part was at the beginning when it said it's made to look like an innocent cigarette. Like cigarettes were innocent too. It's, right. It looks like an innocent, harmless cigarette.
In the roots, it's I don't know, something. It comes from the roots of hell, or it's buried in the roots of hell. It causes murder and suicide and hopeless insanity. It is so unrealistic, but that was the view of marijuana a long time ago, 30s and 40s. And this idea that marijuana is a Schedule I drug is part of that irrational view of pot. So I applaud President Trump for changing that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I love your topic on the marijuana. I'll be quick as I can.
Okay.
If tomorrow, in a perfect world, they would outlaw alcohol, Mitch McConnell and all the politicians, if the only place you could get the alcohol would be in the worst, terrible neighborhood that nobody goes into, if they wouldn't go buy it, they'd send somebody to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
They would, yeah. And Mitch McConnell just got millions of dollars from Seagram's. They're going to name a wing, you know, they're going to put a plaque with his name on it, Seagram's Alcohol.
Well, what you're talking about, Tony, is that there's a lot of lobbying and there's a lot of money exchanging hands to make sure that marijuana is not legalized. But that hasn't really done the job because a lot of states have legalized marijuana. But there is a strong effort to not legalize pot because pot smoking among young people is having an impact on the alcohol industry.
That's correct. More young people smoke pot and drink alcohol.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And people underage should not do it. I'm going to say that officially.
I agree.
Should not do that. But people of age should be able, in my opinion, to choose whether they want to have a drink or smoke marijuana. And there are so many ill effects of alcohol on the human body and on the brain and on behavior that I don't know how you justify alcohol and then, demand that marijuana not be legalized.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Tony, I do appreciate the call. Remember, coming up at about 3:30, we'll talk to Kevin Todd from the sportsbrokers.com. He's got another free pick for our audience. All right, so look, tonight, big Thursday night football game. The Seattle Seahawks have new uniforms that they're going to show off tonight. The Rams are 11-3. The Seahawks are 11-3. Matthew Stafford versus Sam Darnold. Matthew Stafford having an incredible year, an MPV year, MVP year. I mean, an MVP year. And Sam Darnold, you know, man, so much better. I mean, I love this guy's story because it goes to show you that if you just keep trying and apply yourself, you might find yourself ultimately in a situation where everything is working out for you. Because Sam Darnold, early in his career, a highly touted draft choice, man, he was bombing. He was just bombing out with the Jets, and it might have been the team that was around him too. But, you know, he's showing that he really does have a lot of potential as a quarterback. And, you know, of course, the Saints were kind enough to trade Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Good for Rashid Shaheed. And I'm hoping that he does really well. And so, you know, having lived in Seattle, I was a Seahawks fan, you know, behind being a Saints fan. I was a Saints fan first, but, you know, I became a Seahawks fan living in Seattle. So I would, I'd be pulling for the Seahawks, and I hope they win tonight. In fact, I think they are going to win. I think the Seahawks win the game tonight, even though the Rams are just incredible. And I'll tell you, the other game that I'm really looking forward to this weekend, Saturday afternoon, the college football playoffs, well, they begin tomorrow, and we'll talk more about the games tomorrow on Free for All Friday, but Alabama and Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon, that's going to be, or tomorrow night, I guess, that's going to be a huge college playoff game. And then Saturday afternoon, Tulane and Ole Miss at Oxford. This is a different Tulane team than played Ole Miss earlier in the season, and Ole Miss is... I can't help but think that they're going to be affected by the loss of Lane Kiffin. He's not going to be on the sidelines. I mean, if he's such a great coach, how could he not possibly have an impact not being there? I mean, how could his absence not be an impact? If he's that great of a coach, then not being there is going to have an impact on the team. And I think Tulane has the momentum. I think they have the drive. And I think Tulane's going to upset Ole Miss. And I'm looking forward to that game tomorrow afternoon. So some great games this weekend. And then Sunday afternoon, the Saints and the Jets. And I think the Saints make it 3 in a row. And I think we see more progression from Tyler Shuck. Now, remember, you can register to win tickets to the game, premium tickets, and also 2 passes to the VIP tailgate party from the Bullseye Event Group at Benson Tower. Get great food, get a little buzz on, walk over to the Dome. It's a nice way to start the game. And all you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and you can register to win once a day. So if you haven't registered yet today, do it, because I think midnight tonight is the deadline for that. All right, so Steve Scafidi is a local filmmaker and DJ. And Steve Scafidi was part of the DJ scene years ago in New Orleans, and I remember him from years ago. He's done a song for the Tulane Green Wave. In fact, it's titled "Let's Go Green Wave." So, for the Tulane Green Wave, let's play that song. This is Steve Scafidi. "Let's Go Green Wave." Getting ready for the game between Ole Miss and Tulane this weekend.
Yes, I'm ready! I'm ready!
This is a different two-lane team, and I think we're going to see it Saturday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, here's a really bad, bad Christmas song. It's John Denver. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I mean, this is sad. I mean, my God, there's enough around the Christmas holidays that makes me want to cry already. Don't make me cry with a song about, Daddy, please don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Get the song off. All right. Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, joins us on WWL. Kevin, you won it last week with the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. You're 20 and what?
20 and 8 now, documented.
20 and 8 on Thursday Night Football, and I know he's got another great pick tonight because tonight is a huge game, and Kevin's got a free pick coming up as well. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and that's funny you should say because tonight's game is one of the best games all Thursday nights because it looks like the Super Bowl is going to go through one of these teams. And let me tell you, folks, you must be crazy if you don't give me a call today. I'm documenting the 20 and 8. I own Thursday Night Football. I'm giving you tonight's information for free. All you need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Start your week off winning, folks. Going into tomorrow, the rest of the weekend, we got bowl games. We got NFL on Saturday. We got college basketball over the weekend. I'm telling you, folks, it is going to be a tremendous weekend in making money. And it starts tonight. We have Rams at Seattle. I'm giving you the information for free. I'm putting money in your pocket first tonight. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
Now look, if you just want to make a bunch of haphazard bets, and if you want to, like, you know, make 10, 20 bets thinking that that's the way to go, go ahead and do that. But if you want to make money, if you want to turn betting into a business, if you want to turn outcomes into incomes, then get in touch with Kevin Todd. Call 888-320-7517. Did any of that touch you about, you know, betting all these bets thinking that that's the best way to make money? Kevin's got a better system. 888-320-7517.
You are so correct. When it comes to sports wagering, Scoot, it's less games, more money. It's quality over quantity. And let me tell you, folks, people say, oh, I only do this for fun. But let me tell you, is it more fun when you win or is it more fun when you lose? For me, it's more fun always when you win. You want tonight's game. I'm telling you, you must be crazy if you don't give me a call. I'm giving you the information for free. I own Thursday Night Football. I'm going to own this game. Now, if you remember last time this team played, it was only a two-point game in L.A. Darnold had a lot of turnovers, and I believe they had a backdoor cover. But let me tell you, folks, I love this game tonight. Give me a call. It's yours free at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. If you've been with me since week one and you're a $500 better, you're up over $20,000 on the season.
Wait a minute. If somebody started with you with $500 in the account and they bet the way you told them to bet, they would be over $20,000 right now?
I shouldn't say 500 in their account. If their average bet was 500 a game,
okay,
they would be up over $20,000 on the season. That is correct.
Wow.
That's how strong the information has been coming in. And let me tell you, folks, it only gets better, especially now. You need information for these bowl games. You need to know what players are playing, what players are opting out, what teams want to be there, what teams are going to take these bowls serious. Because let's face it, if you've been watching the bowls lately, these line movements, folks, have been crazy. The favorites have been dropping. Everyone's been betting the dogs. Every single bowl game has gone under the total. You need information. I have that information for you. And like I said, it starts tonight with this huge NFL game. The Super Bowl is going, but through one of these two teams, whether it's Seattle or LA. Why don't you want to have money on this game tonight when you know you're going to win, in my opinion? You give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Or you could go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. Read up about me. See who I am. Opt in. A broker will actually call you back once you put your name and number. And most important, guys, you can follow me on my X page at Kevin Todd Sports, where I give away free picks each and every week.
All right, Kevin, also, every week you give our audience just a free pick, just right over the air. What's your free pick this week?
This week, folks, it's going to be right in your backyard. It's the Jets traveling to New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
When you look at this game, folks, the Jets pretty much are done. They fired their defensive coordinator. They got to get the whole new organization. They're done with. They're down there to their third-string quarterback. And if people out there, Scoot, don't understand what Jets stand for, Jets stand for just end of season, because that's what it means. They want to end the season right now. They don't care. They want those draft picks. They want to be in a top five draft pick to get a quarterback. And for New Orleans, they might have found their quarterback for the future. They've won their last two games as dogs, outright on the road against Tampa, at home versus Carolina, playing really good football. This is a game for New Orleans to shine. I'm going to lay the 5 points here with New Orleans. I see a double-digit win.
All right, so the Saints are five-point favorite, so you give up 5 points, and that's all? You just give up 5 points with the Jets? I like that bet, too.
Well, let me tell you, the Jets are done. So lay the five with New Orleans, folks. But more important, it's about tonight. Like I said before, I own Thursday night. I own this game. It's L.A. at Seattle. Pick up the phone. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. I'm putting money in your pocket.
Wait, Kevin, I got to tell you.
I'm giving them the information, Scoot.
But I got to tell you, there's a lot wrong with a lot of people in our audience, and a lot of our people are actually crazy. So when you say, you know, you'd have to be crazy not to call, some people aren't going to call because they are crazy.
Well, let them not be crazy. If they like money, Scoot, they're going to pick up the phone and give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517, because this is my last Thursday on your show until March Madness, because the next two Thursdays will be New Year's and Christmas, and we're not going to be around for those, and then we'll be back for the first round of March Madness.
Cool.
So, folks, you're not going to hear from me for at least 3 months, and let me make you money.
All
it's
right.
Simple. Pick up the phone.
And look, and there's a lot to bet on over the next couple of weeks with you. A lot to bet on.
That's right. We got basketball,
bowl games,
hockey,
too. Let me think of all the bowl games.
Everything. Listen,
yeah.
Folks, you want to make money? You want to learn how to treat it like a business? You want to learn my money management program? Just give me a call. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Scoot, listen, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate everything you've done for me. You are one of the best guys out there. I will be back in March. Then I will be back during week one of the NFL on Thursday.
Great.
And have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah, same to you, Kevin. Merry Christmas and happy holidays and happy new year. And thank you for being part of our show. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scoot.
All right, Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. The number is 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. In talking about Christmas songs that just suck, when I was young, I hated this song. I hate it today. And somebody just mentioned it in our text line about the Christmas song that they hate. This is it. I mean, does this song just not just rob you of the holiday spirit? Okay, Theodore. This is terrible. That's awful, the squeaky voices. They sound like a K-pop band.
This was pre-autotune, right?
Oh, man, this is bad. All right, we got to get out of here. All right, let's end this. We'll be right back. All right, this is a part four of the song, the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. He updated it a little bit. And I want to just wish all of our Jewish listeners a very, very happy Hanukkah, which continues until December the 22nd. I hope all of you are having a great time reliving the traditions and continuing maintaining the traditions of your faith. And I hope it all is going well. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I bet that the liquor industry had something to do with producing reefer madness to eliminate competition. That's from Sal. Maybe you're right about that, Sal. Here's a text that says, Reefer Bandus was a regular at the midnight movie at the old Robert E. Lee Theater and also a theater on the West Bank. I don't remember that, but that's cool. I was such a nerd, you know, when that was going on, when people just started smoking pot, some of my friends were smoking pot. I mean, I'm serious. I was such a nerd. I didn't do it. And my friends were smoking pot. A couple of my friends were doing LSD. I had no interest in doing either one of those things. But, you know, in fact, I don't even remember having a drink until I was 17. And I had a fake ID, and I would go to Ruby Reds and La Boucherie in Fat City because they wouldn't check IDs. I mean, I had a fake ID, so I'm sure I would have gotten in, but man, Ruby Reds and La Boucherie in Fat City, was it Lucky Pierre? No, it was La Boucherie. It was La Boucherie.
I don't think I was born.
They didn't check IDs. And I remember the first drink. I'll never forget the first drink that I ordered. I thought I was so cool ordering this drink. A vodka Tom Collins. I mean, that's like drinking, some kind of a juice. You know, I mean, you really didn't taste the alcohol. I guess they didn't put that much in, but I just thought I was so cool. And then I graduated to the real manly drink, a whiskey sour. Here's this like 17-year-old kid that looks 10, and he's in there ordering a, you know, whiskey sour. I thought I was tough. All right, I want to play a little bit of this song. It's really a sad song about a family, and this is a terrible Christmas song because little children should not hear this Christmas song. And you all know what it is, but it's a story about it's a sad story. All right, now listen to the lyrics here. Listen to this. All right, grandma's drunk, not a good. She's on pills too. So, you know, here's grandma staggering out the door, and these kids are witnessing the death of their grandmother. This is a terrible Christmas song. This is called The Christmas Blues, and it's a guy who's like, you know, begging to come back home. Christmas Blues. You know, there are some really bad Christmas songs that we haven't gotten to. We're going to play some of those on the show tomorrow. It's Free for All Friday. Coming up next weekend kickoff, it's the special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino with Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller. And then Thursday Night Football. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Dave Cohen, traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being a part of the show. If you haven't done it, it yet, join me on Substack. Download the Substack app and search Scoot on the Air and subscribe and comment on the videos that I post. All right, have a great afternoon. We're going to be back tomorrow with Free For All Friday. Love you, New Orleans.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.